Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another Cosmic Circus review. This is a quick trailer reaction. So, John, what are we talking about?
Superman 2025.
The new Superman movie. I remember when Man of Steel came out in 2013, and we were like, eh. My uncle was like, just wait. In 10 years, they'll reboot it. And here we are. So, John, let's get into it. Just at the beginning, let's just start with thumbs up, thumbs down. You ready? Three, two, one.
One cautionary thumbs up.
I would give it a little thumbs down. Okay, let's go into the thumbs up. Let's go into the thumbs up.
I'm a
Let's start with pop.
cautionary thumbs up.
Yeah, go on.
But it's cautionary.
Yeah.
Well, first, what are your thoughts?
I wanted to start positive. Well, look, okay, so now I can start positive. The things I like. I really like how much crazy science fiction is in this. Like they're not shying away from it. We had Kelex, which is like the fortress robot. He's like the robot that looks like it's dying. We had some weird monsters in Metropolis. We had some weird science fiction thing in the sky. Like this is like it feels like All-Star Superman, the weird sci-fi stuff. But it, I don't know. There's a lot of things that I think I just don't feel comfortable with, or it doesn't inspire me in the way I thought it would. Other positives. I like that they're already jumping to show us like Superman and Lois and Clark and their relationships already. We see that in the teaser already. I'm glad Lex Luthor's already established. He has a suit, which some versions of Lex haven't done. So I'm glad that they're doing that. But it just doesn't look like how I thought it would look, man. And I can go into more of the details in a bit. But it feels like a fan fiction movie or something. Okay, what do you think?
This is exactly what I thought it was going to look like. It's exactly what I thought it was going to look like. It's a James Gunn Superman, which means there's going to be 8,000 characters. There's going to be an animal. Going to be an animal. There's an animal in there. Yeah, it looks like exactly what a James Gunn movie I would feel like.
Just real quick, it reminded me of Guardians 3, that hallway fight where the camera's like flying around everywhere. There's multiple
Yeah.
scenes in the trailer that feel like that again. I was almost wondering, is the whole movie going to be the Guardians hallway fight?
But we're also like, it's also a teaser. I don't know. Like, we're gonna have to wait until we get the full scope of it. But this is the one takeaway I got. And I had it last night. And I still have it today. So when I heard the teaser to the teaser last night, I was like, everybody kept saying, "Man, Hans Zimmer vibes, Hans Zimmer vibes." And I was like, and I kept thinking to myself, no. That sounds like John Williams
Well, it
slowed down.
does. Yeah. Yeah.
Slow down. It sounds like John Williams slowed down.
It is, yeah.
And I get up today, lo and behold, it's John Williams on guitar. That's what it is. It's John
Yeah.
Williams. And then, everybody's been confused. We've all been confused. What does it mean? What does, like, why is there still Peacemaker? Why is there still these people? Why did Jason Momoa get so excited whenever he met with James Gunn?
Are you
All
going
these
deep?
things. I think that score, it's a theory. It isn't just a big old theory.
Go
I
on.
could be stupid, I could be a moron, I could be trolled, I don't care, it's fine. I don't think the DCU is dead. I think it's dormant. I think that was a signal that unless you're just straight up like ripping off John Williams on purpose, why use that score if you're not signaling that somehow that universe and other universes are involved?
Oh, no, I didn't think about it that way. To me, how big of a Godzilla fan are you?
I'm aware of the mythology.
A shame.
I'm
Okay,
aware.
so
I'm aware of the mythology.
I love Godzilla, especially the 1960 stuff. Listen to this. Akira Ifukube has this fantastic Godzilla. You've heard it before. And different Godzilla composers will use that theme sometimes. Sometimes they'll use the exact theme. Sometimes they'll modify it. Sometimes they really transform it. But usually that is Godzilla. And to me, what they're doing now is they're treating the Superman theme like that's Godzilla theme. So they're saying that different composers can use that John Williams theme and they can reinterpret it. But this is what Superman is. This is the Superman music, and we can reinterpret it for our movie. But this is undeniably Superman. Hans
And
Zimmer's music.
that's very possible. That is very possible, and that's quite possible. But at the same time, there is so much Zack Snyder imagery in here.
There really is.
There
It's
is.
both, and even in the music, there it's like the electric guitar. That's from Zimmer. And some of the teaser music, there's this like, oh, this like choral singing, and that also comes from Zimmer. So they've like taken elements from both, Which is,
Yeah,
I think, is also interesting, if I can rant for a second, because in Man of Steel, Hans Zimmer's score already has very subtle cues to John Williams. It's not this explicit, but very subtle. So
But it's
all
little
of them are in
cues, but it's
conversation.
not the same. But it's not the same. It's its own thing, but it does kind of give an uplifting vibe the way that John Williams did, but it was still its own thing. But I just find it so interesting that he's invoking Zack Snyder imagery and using the John Williams theme at the same time.
I think it's bizarre, dude.
It's bizarre, but I also don't think it's bizarre. I don't think DC used that. Hear me out. Hear me out. Studios have a funny way of responding to what other studios do. They just do all the time. What's Marvel doing right now?
Sleeping
Well,
currently.
I mean, they're not doing it well, but like, well, they're doing the multiverse right now. Dude, the only thing that I could think, and maybe it could be just like I could be like completely off the rails. I think they're trying to do Crisis on Infinite Earth at some point. I think they are.
That's like the great fear. But I've been hoping that James Gunn is smarter than that. We just did the Flash catastrophe, right?
I think it can work if you have the right person involved. Now, again, I'm not telling you that Gunn is the right person. I'm not telling you that. I'm just saying it's strange to me that you're invoking Zack Snyder imagery in John Williams' score and there not be a purpose to that. I
My
think it's strange.
understanding of that, especially if you look at some of the comics, which I'll talk to Vic about later, I think, he's pulling
Yeah.
from so many different influences, Superman. And I think that's all it is. I think he's looking at Williams, he's looking at Zimmer, he's looking at Donner, he's looking at Snyder, he's looking at Smallville, he's looking at All-Star Superman, Superman for All Seasons, Superman Birthright. He's looking at all the comics, the cartoons, the Max Fleischer cartoons. He's looking at everything that's ever been published about Superman. And I think he's taking elements and he's like put it in a little blender, and now we have this weird like a monster cookie, you know, where there's like oatmeal and there's M&Ms and there's chocolate chips, and I'm just like, okay, but what is this cookie? I love monster, but it's just a mess, I think, like a medley of all these different things. But I don't feel I wanted to feel some strong identity from this, and I don't quite feel that. I don't feel that it's uplifting. I just feel that this was like a random bunch of different scenes,
I
and
don't
I
either
feel,
yet. I don't either. It does
yeah,
uplog its own thing. It does not. I agree with you. It does
yeah.
uplog its own thing. And I was, I, and again, if there's not a purpose to that, if there's not a purpose to that, it's the stupidest thing he can have done.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy taking something that belonged to Christopher Reeves. To me, that score feels like it belongs to Donner and Reeves. That should be theirs. And if he really is ripping that off, I'm frustrated that that's what he's doing. But I just look back and I think about all the time. You know, The Rock didn't really like the way The Rock talked about their chat. The Rock didn't act like he was fired. He didn't act like he was fired when he was like when he dropped the gun. Like he just said, like Gunn said he would like to work with this in DC down the road.
I think he's too professional to act like that. No matter what the actual conversation was, I think Rock will spin it in a way that Rock looks like he's a powerful figure. If he says, "Man,
And
he fired me," then that's not the kind of persona that Dwayne Johnson wants to have.
Jason Momoa got on Instagram and has acted like a puppy
Where
as can be.
is the Lobo TV show? When is this happening?
I
What is
don't,
the
I just, he could be Lobo. He really could be Lobo. I mean, if anybody's going to do it, it'd be Gunn. I just got a weird sense that they're not gone.
I
And
don't think I
that,
don't think DC is dead. No, not at all. But I just think this is a weird foot forward. Look,
it isn't weird. The whole thing's been weird.
I think you're going to be frustrated with me bringing this up, but I have to. Man of Steel, those teaser trailers were immaculate. They were beautiful, and they give you a clear identity of how this Superman is different from any Superman we've had before. And they're powerful. They're inspirational. They make you feel something, and they look great. And that, like, you know, Zack Snyder always has good trailers, no matter what you say about his movies, his trailers are good. Those teaser trailers are just perfect. And for getting Superman and getting what the Superman is going to be, how it's different. This Superman, this one was like, it was like a weird highlights reel of just random scenes from the movie, not even in the correct order. And I'm just like, what is happening here? It's set to this triumphant score, and I'm like, why is the music so triumphant? I'm just trying to figure out what's happening in the story.
I think it's a good teaser. I don't think it's a bad teaser, but it's a teaser. I
Teases.
don't think
It teases. I don't think it. I don't think it makes me feel something though. But it's just like,
yeah,
hey,
but
it's cool
well,
stuff from the movie.
I don't think it makes the zoning thing the way that the first Snyder one did, because Hans Zimmer can make anybody alive, feel something. That Hans Zimmer story, for whatever you can say about that movie, Man of Steel, that score belonged to a better Superman film. It just
It's one of
it
the.
did.
It sounds strange to say, but I think Hans Zimmer's Man of Steel score is one of the greatest Superman stories in any medium.
It's
Like
great. It is.
just the music, it captures so much about his character journey.
Yeah.
And just music, yeah.
It's phenomenal. And the movie did not live up to that score. The problem to me is that, like, Snyder, his trailers and films, they don't really pay off. Like, he can make a great trailer. I mean, like, I don't know if you remember the 300 trailer.
Course, of
300
course.
trailer was amazing. It was an amazing trailer. The Watchmen trailer, amazing trailer. It was an amazing trailer. Maybe he didn't live up to it, but amazing trailer. Well, some people defend Watchmen, but
And even Batman v Superman, the San Diego Comic-Con trailer in like 2015. Wow, that was like that's still ingrained in my head. One of the fantastic trailer, one of the very
yeah,
best, I think.
but I mean, the thing is, I'm going to be very frustrated if he uses all this stuff. And it feels cheap. It does feel cheap to use John Williams and to reinterpret it. And I'm confused. So you don't think I'm correct? You don't think there's going to be any
Crisis?
return of to what?
Are you saying if I think there's going to be like a multiverse crisis? I
I
God,
think
I
that.
hope not. I really hope not. I really hope he's smarter than that. That he can say, look, Marvel's doing their multiverse. TV has done multiverse, the Arrowverse stuff, and I hope he has the originality in the brains to say, we've had enough. Let's move on. Let's do something different and just focus on a Superman, a Supergirl, Lanterns, Swamp Thing, whatever. Booster Gold, and let's just create stories and this little one universe. And maybe we can have multiverse crossovers later, but we don't need like some big Kang thing. You know what I mean? We don't need Secret Wars. We don't need Crisis of Infinite Earth with every Flash who's ever flashed.
Yeah, and
I didn't mean to.
I don't know if I want all that either. I just think that it's just an it was that was the first thing I thought about when I heard that score. I was like, why? Why would you use that
I'll even say a counter argument, a rebuttal then. If he was doing multiverse, then they would have saved that theme for the Christopher Donner, the Christopher Reeve, Richard Donner universe. They wouldn't be using that theme for this Superman if they wanted to somehow connect to that universe later. They would have kept them distinct, right?
Unless you're trying to say that this is a different version of that,
I think that's an interesting point because even if you look at the Daily Planet, it actually looks more like the Donner Daily Planet
it
than.
looks like the Donner Daily Planet. That's what
And
I'm saying.
there's a quick scene in the fortress. You actually see the Fortress of Solitude. Superman's with his dead robot or something. And that fortress looks a lot like Donner's Krypton. So it is pulling a lot from the Donner
It's
movies,
invoking
pulling
a
from this.
lot of Donner imagery, and at the same time, invoking a lot of like cinematography of Zack Snyder. Like it looks when they are at his home, like in Smallville, that looks like Apple's house. Like
Can I tell you
that
something?
field and everything.
But
But
worse, but worse.
I mean, I don't know if it looks worse, but it looks like it. It looks like. Now, I'm a big fan of the choice of Clark Kent, though. I was a big fan of that choice. Yeah, I'm a
Why?
big fan of
Why?
the Clark Kent choice. Because he looks different than a lot of the Clark Kents that we have.
Do you have a favorite Pa Kent so far? Do you have one casting that you really like?
I mean, I don't know if I've been in love with any of them, but I do like the different. I enjoy the different version that they picked. For example, going from like the Alfred from Batman 89 to going from to Michael Caine, like it feels like a completely fresh idea of a pocket. But
Like
at the
this,
same time,
we didn't
that's
see him
the
much, but he feels like a real just farmer guy, like a regular just farmer, right?
right. Yeah, he looks like a farmer. Yeah, he wants to go farmer. But I do wish, kind of like you, that everything else in the universe that we're seeing looks kind of like that. Like it doesn't really feel different. I don't feel anything different from here. Besides that, there's a dog,
I like the
and
dog. The dog looks good. Crypto looks good. I like that he looks like he's made of snow.
yeah, but there's a dog and a bunch of new characters, which I do dig that we're getting a lot of heroes in this universe. Which now, do you know anything about what they're doing? Because like, I kind of under, I
I
think I
theory, leaks,
understand the
but
story.
I don't think I've followed any leaks, but I have theories. I just want to say two things real quick. One, for Pa Kent, my favorite is John Schneider from Smallville. Annette O'Toole and John Schneider, the best mom Pa Kent ever from Smallville. They're great.
I never watched Smallville.
You should. You
I know,
you
everybody
have
tells me that.
7 months. You have 7 months to July 11th. You have
Yeah,
time. Second point I want to say, I think everything here looks like a toy. Everything here looks like little action figures, and I don't like. I understand he wants to make it like colorful or something, but the way it's shot, even and the way that I don't know, just something about it just feels like plasticky. Do you follow what I'm saying?
I think that's intentional. I think
Yeah,
that's
but
an
I don't like it.
intentional.
I understand it's a choice, but it is a choice.
Well, like I've said, it is very early too. It is a teaser. You know, we have 7 months, and it could look better later on. It could. I'm not saying it will. I'm just saying it could. But with all the toys that are in the trailer, I do think I remember hearing that the actual story, which if this is the story, I'm kind of into it, is that it's an argument among heroes about what it means to be a hero.
Sure. Kingdom Come is something similar to that. Kingdom Come is where he gets a Superman. That weird S is from Kingdom Come. That's a very similar concept. Yeah.
Which, I mean, if I remember Kingdom Come correctly, that's going to be an awesome movie if they do it correct. If they
It
adapt it
definitely
correct.
would. Wow, it would be amazing. It really,
Yeah.
it would be amazing.
If they adapt it correct. But, man, like I said, I'm a cautionary thumbs up. I'm a cautionary thumbs up.
You tell me for you, what is the lowest point of the trailer? What is the weakest link for you?
The weakest link, let me think on that.
I have just so many things that I don't feel 100% on. I think I don't like the Clark Kent look. I don't like the hair. I don't like the glasses
I
either.
did, I that's the one thing I dig. I dig that. I
You like that
dig
it's
that.
different. Yeah.
Well, not that it's different, it's just that it explains finally why he's not recognizable as Superman. Like, because I mean, when you go back to Man of Steel, or if you go back to like Superman Donner, there's really not much difference besides the glasses, right?
Superman and Lois is probably the most egregious. Yeah.
Yeah, but like here, he looks like a dork,
Yeah, he really does. Yeah.
and I like
And
that. I like that he looks like a dork.
you see him for just a little bit when he's walking into the Daily Planet building, and he's still kind of bumbling around. That's from All-Star Superman, where like he's a big clown, like a big klutz almost, because he's big and
Yeah.
awkward instead of Superman, who's like big and confident. Clark Kent is like awkward, in his body.
It reminds me a little more of, now I've only seen a couple of episodes of, but the animated Superman that's going
Which
on right
one?
now.
My Adventures. It's good. It's really good.
Good, it's
And
very good.
it does have a similar feel because it's a modernized Superman. It's about Superman and Lois and Jimmy, and it's very sci-fi based. Lots of robots and alien stuff in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Reminds
good.
me a
It's really
lot.
good.
It reminds me a lot more of that style. Than aesthetic. But yeah, the hair didn't bother me. It's a little Jonas Brothers for my taste.
Sure.
But it doesn't bother me because at least, yeah, I mean a Jonas Brothers reference.
Yeah, but you're exactly right, sir. You're exactly right.
But it works. I think that's one of the few things that does work in the trailer. I think if I honestly then. I am, if I had a low point, it really depends on what they do with that score.
Yeah,
Because
okay.
if that is the score, if that is the score, then to me that's the low point.
Okay.
Because I want it to be different. I don't want to listen to John Williams
With someone else.
again. Yes, I don't. That belongs to John Williams, that belongs to Reeves. I don't want to hear another version of that score. To me, I don't think of Superman like Godzilla. I don't. I think of Superman the way I think of Batman. I think like every take is a new take, and it should have its own feel.
What about
Every,
James Bond? Because James Bond has the same theme, right?
yeah, not the same. Not
Okay.
the same because like in that department, you're doing. I mean, it's almost like, because here's the thing, I feel like it's a slippery slope. You start doing it with Superman, all of a sudden, then you got like the next Batman that James Gunn is going to make with whoever is going to pull from Hans Zimmer's Dark Knight.
Or Danny Elfman from the Burton movies.
Or Danny Elfman, and I just don't want that. I don't want to start that trend.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't. I don't want to do that. I
Yeah, well,
want.
you know, we get a new actor, we get a new costume, new direction, we should get a new theme. I agree.
Yes, we need a new theme. We need it all to feel different. And I just don't want it to be. I don't want Superman to be Bond, man. I just don't. Like, Bond is Bond. Everything about Bond is been like that sound, that visual cue, that the down,
Yeah.
all of that has been like embedded in his iconography. Like, that's for centuries. That's not the same with Superman and Batman or any of these DC characters. They've all had different flavors, have they not?
That's right. That's right. And just to that quick point, like even Smallville, Superman, Lois, like every version of Superman will, it takes elements from the Williams theme, but they won't just like play it, right? But they take inspiration and then they create their own theme loosely based on it, right?
Yeah.
It's never been like this obvious, like, look, da 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 da. Do you feel it? Do you feel Superman? No, it's never that obvious, right?
Yeah, it's never the same. It's never the same. And I think what frustrates me is that, every director besides Zack Snyder, which makes me like Man of Steel just a little more, has been crutching on the Donner iconography. Like, Bryan Singer, Superman Returns, Superman Returns. I did not. I mean, like, I will say that it is a well-made film, but the fact that they leaned on Reeves and Donner and all those visual aesthetics, I just wonder why filmmakers are so scared to like get away from that. Like,
And
why?
it is weird with Superman Returns, because that was around the same time we were also getting Batman Begins. So they were already embracing the idea of just reboot, start over. So why didn't they do that with Superman? Because they were already preparing Superman Flyby with J.J. Abrams, right? And then that they kind of abandoned that. They took some of those elements for Returns. But I don't know. They should have just done a fresh reboot then, instead of trying to make Superman 5, but
It
not.
was a weird thing. It was a weird thing. Just like
It's
this feels
bizarre.
like a weird. Just like this feels like a weird thing right now. It's a
Yeah.
weird thing. But did
I'm
you
just
enjoy
I
Superman?
did I
Did
what?
you? I would say, did you like Superman Returns?
When I was a kid.
All right.
I don't think I've seen it again since I think I saw it two or three times when I was a kid. One time in IMAX. It was probably my first IMAX movie. I saw it IMAX 3D
So did I.
with
Yeah.
the red
So.
and blue at Cinemark 17 in Dallas.
I didn't see it in Rev. I did see it in IMAX 3D, but it was a red and blue. It was like these like really giant like glasses. They were huge.
Okay. No,
Or one.
I'm pretty sure ours were red and blue, but I don't know. With this new Superman, I just feel so upset because I love Superman so much. I was really excited. I think David Cornswallet, he looks great. I think he, as a person, looks great for Superman. Similar for Henry Cavill. I think they look so good for modern Superman. I don't like how their directors and their movies presented them. I think Henry Cavill could have been the perfect modern Superman, especially with Zimmer's music. I think David Cornswallet could do that also. But for whatever reason, Zack Snyder and James Gunn, the way they're like putting their stamps on these movies, it just doesn't gel with me the way Superman should. And I want to be open to their interpretations, but this looks like a bunch of like candy colored like action figures. It just, I don't know. I can watch Justice League if I want like candy colored stuff. Like I can watch the animated show. You know what I
I
mean?
agree. I
Like
agree.
I don't know what, because I want to be open to the a different interpretation, but this did not make me feel like hope or inspiration, or like I didn't feel like a sense of wonder when I watched this. I was just like, it felt like watching like clips from a cartoon show.
Well,
Derogatory.
like I said, it felt a little like Man of Steel.
Worse, but worse.
There's one part in it where he's walking towards the building, and there's this guy throwing a can at him.
Yeah.
And he's got like for the thing is, number one, he looks a lot like Cavill. Just gonna say it. He looks a lot like shorter hair, but looks a lot like Cavill. And as he's walking towards the building, there's a can being thrown at him. All these people are angry at Superman. And he's got the Ben Affleck moody face. Just sort of, you know what I'm saying? Why?
And it bring it harkens back to the original Man of Steel. I don't know if you remember the first Man of Steel posters, where when he's handcuffed on the poster. Do you remember that? And there's all the soldiers behind him, and he's handcuffed, and you're like, "Whoa, Superman being arrested! This is."
And here's another thing. Here's another thing. I don't remember the character, but the guy who's got the makeup on his face and
Mr. Terrific.
Mr.
With
Terrific
a
is
T, with a
fighting.
T.
He's fighting people. He's fighting people on the ground, and they look a lot like those bad guys from Man of Steel from the first one. They look like those suits, those mech suits that like oh, what's his name? I can. Ah, man, Zod, Zod, Zod. It looks like Zod's soldiers are fighting like miserably. I know it's not, but that's what it looks like. Invoking that same imagery. I don't know. We could talk about this for like 2 hours, but yeah.
One last, maybe two quick points. One, I was just thinking that with so many weird science fiction things we saw in this trailer, I think probably we're going to get like a montage, I think, of Superman fighting monsters. I'm sure that all of those don't fit into the plot of the movie. What do you think about that?
I'm not
Because there's like
sure.
stuff in the sky, there's a monster in the city, there's like all kinds of like stuff going on.
Oh yeah, that weird beast, like you saw that weird beast that like throws fire at the building or something like that. I'm not, and there's one thing that I'm trying to figure out. There's a part in the trailer where you see a person, and I swear it looks like a White Walker from like Game of Thrones.
I think that's supposed to be Metamorpho, maybe, but I'm not sure.
Metamorpho? Yeah,
Metamorpho.
I was looking at that and I was like, who is this?
But
Who?
I'm really not sure, because he doesn't really look like that in the comics, and he's played by Anthony Carrigan. That doesn't really look like Anthony Carrigan.
Oh, that's Anthony Carrigan. Oh, got you. Okay. That's a good actor. That's a good
From
actor,
Barry,
though.
yeah, very
Yeah,
funny.
being a good actor. Very funny. Very funny.
Okay, the next point I wanted to ask you about, just real quick before we go, what do you think about the Lex Luthor that we saw? He looks like a hitman, like a baby hitman.
Okay with it. I mean, he looks like Lex Luthor. He looks like he looks like Luthor. I mean, Luthor has a very simple visual look, so there's not
You mean white bald guy with suits, rich white
pretty
bald guy.
much. Yeah, just very simple. There's really not too much you can do as far as like
He doesn't look evil to me. He
well
doesn't look
I mean.
nefarious enough.
Well, we also need to see the performance, and
Sure.
I have a lot of faith in Hulk. Also, very good
Oh,
actor.
I agree. He's a great actor, but we saw two scenes with him, and neither of them were kind of sinister enough, or they didn't tell me enough about his character. Like, we see him with a gun, and I'm like, what's going on here? And we see him just by the window, which is iconic. That's fine. Lex Luthor by a window as Superman flies by. That's iconic. That's fine. But the gun scene, I'm like, why did they show this? What is the significance of him holding a gun like this? Like, because he doesn't look like evil. I don't know. I couldn't get a read on him or Lois, really. I wanted some more.
But like I said, if I think they're just kind of like showing you like, hey, this is what he looks
Yeah, lots of showing. Lots of like.
like this is Luthor. Here you go. Here's what he looks like. Enjoy for now. But then let me ask you this: is it? I don't know if like I heard you say it, but is there one thing that you liked about the trailer?
I really liked Crypto. I was so happy to, and I at first I wasn't sure about how he would look when we saw that first teaser poster thing, but I really liked him in this. He looks like he's a little snow dog. And for Superman, I think that's kind of neat, because he's always had like a golden retriever, very American. But now he has like a little snow dog, and I think that fits for being from Krypton. So I like.
It's interesting, and it does kind of give the movie some identity, a little bit of an identity.
I want more of that. And I did like all the science fiction stuff. I don't like how the trailer was cut and how it showed it, but I like the idea of that we have a Superman who's fighting monsters and aliens and all this stuff. I like that. I think it shows a lot of confidence. I don't know if it's certain. I don't know if it's kind of it's a very confident trailer. Like, it says, this is our movie. This is what it is. And I don't necessarily like what they're giving us, but I like the confidence that they really believe in it. I'm sure it might grow on us with time. Like, I remember when I first saw the Henry Cavill suit, I didn't like it, because all I had ever imagined Superman as was like Christopher Reeve, and of course the animated series. But when I first saw Henry Cavill, I was like, yeah. But then over time, it grew on me. And now I really love that Henry Cavill suit, especially for Man of Steel. That first one, I think, is fantastic. But it had to grow on me with time.
The thing is, I think Cavill and Zimmer are perfect in those movies. I think they are the best parts of those films. They always have been. They just did not have the right team to support them. They never did. And I think Warner Brothers has always been, without Christopher Nolan or without Nolan, WB never knew what to do. And the one thing that I keep thinking about, there was one time where George Miller, the director of Mad Max Fury Road, where he was making a Justice League film. And I can't help but think what Universe 2 would have been like if The Dark Knight had not come out, in this universe, and George Miller, that made that amazing, legendary visionary, actually made his superhero team, and what that would have been like, and where we
To
would have been in the last decade.
be honest, I would, if you gave me a choice between those two, I would rather have the Dark Knight than his Justice. I think his Justice League is interesting, what if, but it does, the costumes and stuff don't look good to me.
No, I agree. I don't want to get rid of the Dark Knight. I'm not saying that. I'm just simply saying that, like, it's an interesting thing to think about that around the same time that, like, Iron Man was being made, that we also had a superhero movie that was being made by one of the world's biggest directors. And, like, there could have been a DC universe like 14, 15, 16 years ago that it could have probably worked. And man, I just don't know if this is it. I don't know, but we're going to find out in some months.
I just want to like close up this conversation by saying I really have a lot of faith in James Gunn though. The Guardians of the Galaxy, nobody expected anything from those, right? And I seriously consider that to be maybe the best superhero trilogy of all time, where consistently one, two, three, especially it's the third one, it's the greatest number three. I don't know, the greatest trilogy. You can't even call Avengers a trilogy because there's four of them.
I think that.
I can't think of any other superhero trilogy that one, two, three have been mostly like some people like Guardians 2 more than Guardians 1, some people like Guardians 1 more than 2. Most people like at least one of them. And then Guardians 3 is just a masterpiece as far as this stuff goes. So I have a lot of faith in him, no matter what I said about this trailer. I have faith in the movie. I just think this trailer is not what I wanted to see.
I think Guardians 1 is a great movie.
I agree. I think it's good. But I think 3 is just excellent. Guardians 3, I think it's really, really great. Minus the animal cruelty, which is part of the point, but I know it's tough.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Oh,
I remember our conversation about it, John. I don't mean to poke anything, but
no, you're good. You're good. There's a lot of people that like number three. I understand. I completely understand. I don't have any, like, if you, I would never want to take away from somebody's enjoyment. If somebody loved that film, by all means, embrace it, love it, just cherish it. Like, I never want to take away somebody's love. So,
Don't
yeah.
worry. If you liked Guardians 3, you're on my side. We're a team. Don't worry. John doesn't love you, but I do.
Okay.
Thank you all for watching. If you liked our very long trailer reaction philosophizing about the future of and the past of superhero stuff, be sure to like and subscribe. Leave a comment below. What do you think about the Superman? Everyone has thoughts about it, so let us know what you think because we genuinely are really interested in what everyone thinks. I'm Vin. You can find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at Vin Writes Words.
I'm John, and you can find me at John Movie Watch on Twitter and Blue Sky.
Be sure to follow thecosmiccircus.com on Blue Sky and on Twitter at MyCosmicCircus, where you can find more reviews, articles, editorials, and opinions like the ones you just watched. Lots of Superman coverage already and more coming soon. So thanks, guys. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.